The European Union is kicking off 2014 with some big changes. Greece now holds the EU's rotating presidency, giving the recession-wracked country a chance to make a more persuasive case for some relief from stern austerity measures Greece had to accept in exchange for a multi-billion dollar bailout. The EU is also lifting work restrictions on its poorest countries, Bulgaria and Romania. The BBC's Mark Lowen joins us from Bucharest. So, Mark, tell us about those work restrictions.
Well, these were temporary controls that were imposed in 2007 when Romania and Bulgaria joined the EU, and they were imposed by 9 members of the European Union, including Britain, Germany, France and others, in order to prevent a mass migration influx of workers from Romania and Bulgaria to other countries. So the Romanians and Bulgarians in these last 7 years could go to other EU members if they were working in skill shortage areas or if they were working in seasonal agricultural jobs and the like, but they were not able to simply go and pitch up and try to find a job. Now these restrictions have been lifted, so that means that Romanians and Bulgarians can actually work freely in any other EU member state.
And I'm seeing that mass migration, as you were mentioning, may end up actually happening, that buses from Bulgaria and Romania are booked solid this month, and an airline, at least one, has doubled the number of flights, say, to the UK, and all those seats are booked as well.
This is a story, Meghna, where you've got to be very, very careful to distance what some kind of sensationalist media headlines have written and actually the reality on the ground. I'm here in Bucharest, and I have to say that we are not seeing at all some of the kind of wild headlines that have been screamed by parts of the tabloid press in the UK and elsewhere and parts of the political establishment. It is by no means the case that these kinds of hordes of Romanians are about to board flights and buses to the UK or to Germany and France. When we were at Bucharest Airport, no extra flights are planned to the UK. International bus station here in Bucharest, only one bus company says it's going to triple its bus services to the UK in case of higher demand. But this is not the same situation as a decade ago when so many hundreds of thousands actually left from Poland and other Eastern European countries.
Mark, on that point, finally, let me ask you. I mean, this seems to be one of the fundamental conflicts between the politics and the economics of the European Union, that politically there may be interests in some of the richer countries to make a lot of hay out of the mass migration of low-cost labor. But economically, isn't that purportedly one of the strengths of a union, an economic union across Europe, that labor should be able to move without much friction?
You're absolutely right. Freedom of movement is one of the fundamental principles enshrined in the European Union. And Romanians say it is absolutely right that they be given freedom to work and travel as every other EU country has. But, in countries like Britain, where you have a kind of battle, really, within the political establishment between the pro-Europeans and the anti-Europeans, that is a kind of classic rift within the Conservative Party, which is part of the governing coalition in the UK. This idea of possible movement of Romanians and Bulgarians westward has absolutely exposed the rifts about Europe and has exposed the questions of what sort of European Union Britain especially wants to be in. The critics of the British government's approach to all of this, in which they're trying to impose new restrictions, say, well, actually, if you were not prepared to accept and honour a fundamental principle of the EU, which is that freedom of movement and freedom of work, well, perhaps Britain should not be in the European Union altogether. So that is why this is not simply a story about a few million or few thousand Romanians and Bulgarians going westwards. It is absolutely goes to the heart of each country's relationship with the European Union itself.
The BBC's Mark Lowen speaking to us from Bucharest. Mark, thank you so much.
Pleasure and Happy New Year.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.